They say the ear bone, shaped like the bowl of a tiny spoon, lasts longest when we die. The soul might be like this. Hard, necessary, almost nothing. My parents got together at a music camp in farmland of Chalk Hills. A clarinetist dropped out of the orchestra, and my dad queued for the village payphone, called a girl he'd just met, hired a tandem bike, and fetched her from the station. I like to picture her on the edge of knowing, legs whizzing round, her clarinet case tied behind. He'd have done that for her. He always took great pains with making safe. Between hedgerows of early summer, she's cycling into a lifetime with him. Look, there we are waiting for her. 5 future string players hiding among the vetch and willow herb. She played the piano too. At first, she accompanied him in duets. I can see them working on Beethoven's cello sonata, Opus 69. She's listening to him. He's listening to her. Questions, answers, the all you can't say stream to and fro, angry, agonized, and tender as the history of marriage. Then we arrived, and she didn't have time to play. It gave me a notion. Women do their music making away from home. Later, she joined an orchestra. I remember her practicing trills from the Pastoral Symphony, where a clarinet, alone, has to drop perfect sound into perfect silence, suspend the world, then descend to the waiting ear, the almost nothing bone, that little house of hearing, which brought the two of them together and which Beethoven lost. So hard to discover and make perfect, even half perfect, in yourself. Part 1. Music in the Dark of the Mind, 1770 to 1792. A tiny boy, standing on a footstool in front of the clavier, to which the implacable severities of his father had so early condemned him. Little Louis van Beethoven, in front of the clavier, weeping. Alexander Wheelock Thayer, Life of Ludwig van Beethoven,